May 13th, 2021, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, the reason the poor shepherd children were chosen as my messengers at Fatima was their hearts were uncluttered with the affections of the world. It was easy for me to win over their hearts, as there was no disordered attachments in their hearts as obstacles to the truth. Since they accepted the truth without reservation, they were credible vessels of grace. These days, the truth often goes unattended, and many hearts do not recognize or accept truth as viable. This is because hearts are filled with false gods, gods of this world, wealth, reputation, material goods, and passing pleasures. My call to you is simplicity, making God the center of your hearts and your lives. Like the children in Fatima, allow the truthful God to fill your hearts. Today, I am bending towards earth with my hands filled with grace, ready to pour out on the simple-hearted. Fill your hearts with my grace through your heartfelt prayers and detachment from the world. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked when you lived in them. But now, put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Virgin Mary.